So, following his death, Petersburg has more connections now. They brought money. They brought big money to put up a classroom in memory of the late Eden, of which I supervised, and through my colleagues there, construction committee and the school management committee team, and the school board together. We managed to put up a classroom, and when Dave and Nancy Begg came to visit, they were so impressed. They took photos of the classroom, and again, we had more money pumped into the school to buy furniture into that classroom. And then still another classroom again. We had money also from here to put up a second classroom by Petersburg Lutheran Church community, and then money for milling machine for the students, corn flour particularly, and we had books. We bought books worth millions of money, 15.5 million shillings of money. And then the students really admired the books, and we asked them to continue to read, because now Petersburg Lutheran Church had now kind of taught them to fly through the wings of the books. And they are now very happy, and we are very optimistic that they're going to really excel through the books that were donated. Petersburg Lutheran Church also helped with the teacher's house that was already in the construction process, but the money they contributed helped to speed up the construction. And also we have bought dining hall tables and beds in the students' dormitories, and chairs and desks. So we have big and very, very fundamental legacies of the Petersburg Lutheran Church through these connections. And now, Petersburg Lutheran Church, as generous as they are, they extended invitation for me and Rose here. And probably that's why we are here, and get to meet our son and his kids, which are our grandkids in Connecticut, Hartford.
You have never seen these grown grandkids
Yeah,
yet.
we've never touched their hands or hugged them since they were born, so we are going to just see them face to face and hug them.
You've talked with them though.
We talk
You
to
talk with
them.
them on the
Yeah,
phone or
they greet
internet.
us through the mobile phones, and now we are going to just hug them and touch them, and we are so fortunate.
Wow.
Oh, really?
And Rose, you said 8 and 10 for their ages?
Yes,
Yeah, okay.
our grandchildren are 8 and 10.
Maybe you can convince them to come back and visit you in Monduli.
Sure, they will come.
Yeah.
This is what we are going to do,
Good.
to come and reach the roots, their roots. Oh, yes, it's very important.
All
Oh,
right.
yes.
Are there other projects that need to be done
Oh,
at that
yes.
school
Oh,
or in
yes.
the community?
Oh, quite a lot. Yeah, like water, we need water there. While we visit here, we envy you for regular rains, and we miss rains there. We miss water there. So we envy you for, having water all around and rains all the time.
What is your impression of being in Petersburg other than the rain?
Our impression of Petersburg,
Yeah.
first of all, is the way the cleanness of the city. Wherever we go, we see this like dustbins for putting trash, and we have learned in the homes that we stay that there is a special day when they are brought into a collecting center. But also, one thing again that surprises us of Petersburg City is the nature of life that you have here. That is, there is a lot of safety. A lot of safety.
Okay.
No stealing. Cars are left without locking, and homes are left without locking. Mm-hmm. With their, families don't close their doors. Mm-hmm. And there is quite a security. Security is quite assured. It's contrary to the place where we come from, mm-hmm. where you have to make sure that the first thing you do before you leave your home is to lock the doors. Here, it's not a big problem here.
Well, yeah, in many places you have to lock the doors. Petersburg is one of the few places.
But we were told that because of the nature of transportation that you have, that is the aircraft thing and the water transportation, bad people cannot easily fetch into this country of yours.
Yes.
So I would say Petersburg is blessed. He's highly blessed in this way. You don't experience crime here. I don't hear a lot of crime here too.
Not a lot.
Exactly.
There's a little bit, but
And also people are humble.
Yeah.
They love each other.
Is there anything else you'd like to say about your visit here or your home or?
I would want to say, really, to thank Pastor Eric Olson and church council members of the Petersburg Lutheran and all the community members here for being so friendly to us. Mm-hmm. And they've really taken care of us, and we just feel at home here. We really appreciate their hospitality and the entire hospitality of the people here. They are really, really, really humble. And you know, with this Norwegian culture of the Merry Christmas, so I love this.
Yeah.
Yes, people gather together to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. And we see all these Christmas decorations around here, and to us, we start to decorate Christmas maybe 24th of December. But here we enjoy decorations, and people are cheering.
It's probably not as dark where you live, though, right?
Because yeah.
The lights here are so important.
We don't actually here. We don't see any power interruption.
Right. Yes.
Lights are all the time there, and warm water, and water is rightly available. It's the right time. And good thing here is people keep time.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is really a different culture from our Tanzanian or African culture. Yeah, we have a saying there that we have the time and you have the clock.
Okay, I see.
Meaning that what time do we come out tomorrow? Say, we will have more time visiting and familiarizing with friends and so on. But here is the clock. You have the clock and you have the time. That is more time with socialization, greeting each other and so on. Here people are really time conscious. That's what I mean. Yes, sir.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, when Eden and Rogate were here, they taught me to say asante. So I'll say that to you.
Thank you very much. Asante means thank you very much, and I usually do the same to you too.
Asante sana.
Thank you, Asante sana, for having us.
Yes, thank you very much.